Cascade Creek LLC hopes to build the 70-megawatt power plant near the creek with that same name in Thomas Bay, about 15 miles northeast of Petersburg. Originally, the company had proposed two alternatives for the transmission line in the bay itself and across Frederick Sound to Petersburg. A new scoping document issued this fall by the company eliminates the alternative that includes new road and overland power lines along a portion of the Thomas Bay shoreline. Chris Spenz is the company's licensing manager.
The land-based access and transmission alternative would include 1.5 miles of new road, a portion of which would go through old growth, and the reconditioning or rebuild of an additional 3 miles approximately of road, a couple of new bridges, one over the Patterson, one over Delta Creek, and it just rapidly became too much potential influence on the landscape when there was a better viable alternative that would be low impact.
Instead, the company plans to bury the power line under the seafloor, running it across Thomas Bay to an existing U.S. Forest Service dock. From there, it would run overland along existing logging roads before crossing Frederick Sound with another submarine cable to Mitkoff Island. Spenz says the option for a submarine cable in Thomas Bay would require a permanent dock near the powerhouse and a temporary barge loading ramp next to the dock. The dock could be open to the public following construction of the project. Another change in the latest scoping document is the company's plans for Swan Lake, the water body at just above 1,500 feet, which will provide the water for the hydro plant. Spenz says the company proposes to keep the lake at its historic monthly levels.
The whole desire and reason to maintain natural elevations at the moment is that's what's been working, and that seems to be an integral part of sustaining the existing in-lake rainbow trout population. So that's what we want to do, is keep it as it has been pre-development, protect the existing fisheries resources, maintain the existing aesthetics, and in effect have no effect.
The company plans to build what it's calling an outlet control structure at the outlet of the lake, allowing it to keep the lake level at the existing maximum. Instead of water spilling out of Swan Lake at that outlet, it would be siphoned into a tunnel and buried pipe and dropped down to the powerhouse at sea level. The scoping documents are the early stages of the environmental review for a project, helping to identify the issues that need further study. Spenz says the changes in the project plans could mean a less extensive environmental review document is required by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That's the government agency that will decide whether to issue a license for the power plant.
Those key components, eliminating the shore access and transmission route and changing the operational plan to maintain natural lake levels, those two aspects, for example, substantially reduce potential impacts. And it is possible that an EA, environmental assessment, instead of an EIS, impact statement, comes about as a result of a FERC decision.
Some residents in the area have opposed the development because of its potential impact on the popular recreational hunting and fishing spot. Also, charter and cruise companies have voiced concerns over changes to a relatively undeveloped tourism destination. Rob Cadmus, a conservation director with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, says the biggest issue with the proposed hydro plant has not changed, that the energy from the project will be exported. He says communities in the region still running on diesel power should be connected to hydropower before electricity is sent out of Southeast.
In terms of the changes to the actual project plan, you know, some of those are good changes to the project. But it doesn't change the fact that Cascade Creek is still a really important recreation area, still an important area that people use for fisheries. You know, there's the Forest Service cabin there. And that combined with the fact that the energy is for export, you know, I think there's still a real question of whether or not this project is appropriate.
Meanwhile, the company is concluding its field studies at Swan Lake for this year and working to complete a preliminary draft environmental assessment document. Cascade Creek hopes to have its license application and environmental assessment turned into a FERC by the end of January. That's when the company's 3-year preliminary federal permit to study the site expires. Cascade Creek also hopes to present the latest plans during an open house in Petersburg sometime this fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.